I'm Derek Cardwell with this recap of this past Saturday at the Knoxville Raceway. It was championship night at the Extreme, powered by Mediacom 360 Knoxville Nationals. Around 100 of the 104 total entries from the two preliminary nights showed up to battle for a spot in the championship race. But E-Main was first on the track, and while it would be tough to get to the A feature from this point, the racing was just as exciting. However, it took three tries just to get the race underway, as yellows and spin-outs and a false start fouled things up. But when the race did get underway, Tyler Blank was out in front and never looked back.
And coming to the white flag, it will be Tyler Blank still out front. He's built up just over a 1 second lead. Kyler Johnson second, feeling a little pressure from Brendan Mullen, who's third as they go through one and two. Gage Polkerbeck is fourth, Aaron Werner fifth, Sean Evans sixth, Alan Zoot seventh, and Cody Hansen still holding that final transfer of eighth.
Checker flag.
And that's the way they will finish, one through eight at the checkers.
It was on to the D main, and it would get a little tougher as just five cars would transfer to the C. Calvin Landis would lead all 10 laps and transfer to the C main, where the race got a little tougher, and four transfer cars that much tougher to get to the B.
No change in your top five. Landis, Hughes, Roberts, Morton, and Buback in the transfer positions. They had nobody within a straightaway of those five right now. And Calvin Landis will come out of turn four and see the double checkers. He is your D main winner.
The C main was marred by a front stretch crash that involved three cars. Calvin Landis, Blake Hahn, and Alex Vandevort on a restart.
Oh, Vandevort spins on the front stretch. Blake Hahn made contact with him. He drives away. And what is that?
Calvin Landis.
Calvin Landis, yeah. The other car that stopped there with Vandevort. You're right. It looked like they all got kind of connected for a moment there, literally.
Justin Henderson would win the C-Main, and along with four other cars, it was on to the B-Main, the final shot to get into the show. Anthony Macri was the B-Main winner, and it finally was time to find out the 360 National Champion for 2023. Aaron Reitzel and Brian Brown would start on the front row, and for the most part of the race, it looked like Reitzel was going to run away and hide from everyone for the first 26 laps of the race. It was clean and green, but a yellow on lap 27 bunched the field. But Reitzel still took off from the start, and on the white flag lap, just as Reitzel was thinking he was looking at the checkered flag, he actually saw the red as a huge crash involving Garrett Williamson and Caleb Johnson stopped the proceedings.
White flag is in the air! White flag in the air for Reitzel! Reitzel in control, just over a 1 second lead on Brown. Brown's got nothing. Oh! We got two cars up and over hard in turn two. Two cars hard up and over in turn two, and the red lights are on.
Garrett Williamson is one of them, and Caleb Johnson.
Both drivers were able to walk away uninjured, and after the delay of several minutes to fix the fencing in turn two, it was time to settle the 360 Nationals. Little did anyone know, it would be one for the ages.
And here we go, green flag is out. Reitzel comes off the bottom of turn four and is driving away from Brown. Brown got a big run though through turn one. Not quite enough though through turn two. And here comes Rico. Rico is to third. Third for Rico Abreu. Brown giving it all. He's right there with Reitzel at the white flag. Reitzel jumped the cushion. Here comes Brown. Brown is even down the backstretch, side by side. Reitzel and Brown pass the jumbotron. Here comes Rico on the bottom trying to steal it. Oh, wow. Brian Brown just won the 360 Nationals.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
A jubilant Brian Brown was not sure if he had lost it on the white flag lap after showing Reitzel his hand.
Thankful for that red there at the end. Sorry for Derek for crashing, but you give this Casey's FBP team enough chances, we'll pull this rabbit out of the hat every once in a while. I seen Tyler Swank down here telling him kind of what to do. So it kind of helped my game plan a little bit because I didn't really know what he was going to do. He's such a smart race car driver. I knew he was going to slide himself down here. I knew I got to run. I thought, okay, my best chance here is to hit the bottom, the three and four coming to the white. And I hit it pretty good and come off turn four to the white. And then I was like, okay, he's going to the top. I'm going to try to slide him here. And he kind of went to the middle. I'm like, man, Christmas came early. And I'm wore out from the cheering, not the racing, but we went off turn two and I got such a good run. I almost cleared him down the back stretch. And I was like, gosh darn it, I showed him. And then I thought, man, I'm in trouble. And he slid me across. And then I got it turned. And I was either going to come back on the trailer or hold this trophy right here.
Rico Abreu nearly stole the whole thing when he charged from 24th to 3rd to complete the podium. The Capitani Classic last night was rained out after time trials and just one heat race. We'll have more highlights and features all week long leading up to the 60-second running of the NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.